Earlier this week, the Kodiak City Council got an update on plans for the new police station and jail project. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
The latest roadblock for the project has been the skyrocketing cost of construction, with the most recent estimate putting the overall price tag at about $22.8 million. Earlier this month, the city council rejected Freed's proposal to raise the sales tax on alcohol to make up for about a $6 million shortfall on the project. The city manager's latest idea is to build the police station but leave the jail portion unfinished until additional funds from the state of Alaska can be secured.
So at this point, the estimate for completing the entire project would be roughly $18.5 million.
The city council has directed Freed to write a letter to the state asking for more money to complete the jail portion of the project, since the city's jail is a regional facility that houses prisoners from multiple jurisdictions. Freed reiterated that this wasn't the way she preferred to complete the project, but with the rising cost of construction affecting every aspect, she felt it was the best way to proceed at this time.
This is the one that I think best serves the community and best serves the direction that the city council has given me. And so we're moving forward with this one right now. We're hopeful that it won't come in and mire.
Once the police station is built and until funds can be secured to complete the jail, Freed said the city could continue to operate the jail at the current location for a period of time. But once that building becomes too run down to operate anymore, the city will be forced to use temporary holding cells in the new station. The city council was noncommittal with Freed's plan. Members said they would look at the completed design for the proposed police station without the finished jail and decide then if it was worth putting out to bid. Freed said the plans were about 2 weeks away from being finished. I'm Casey Kelly.